They maneuvered the hover sled they had loaded up with supplies down the ramp and out into the raging blizzard. The howling wind threatened to knock them off their feet and made conversation almost impossible. The swirling snow almost blinded them, but Revan had entered the camp's coordinates on a portable locator to keep them on track, and he used hand gestures to communicate their route to Candorus. The heavy layers of clothing made the sub-zero conditions bearable. The hard labor of trudging through the snow over uneven terrain helped warm them up too. After almost 2 hours of slow progress, Revan saw the dim outline of a small mountain ahead of them. He signaled to Candorus, indicating that the camp was on the other side. The Mandalorian nodded and signaled back that they needed to step up the pace. Revan nodded his agreement. The light around them was fading as Rekiad's sun, invisible through the storm, slowly set. The last thing they needed was to have to press on in total darkness. As they skirted the base of the mountain and reached the leeward side, the wind died to almost nothing. It wasn't long before they could see the soft glow of lights from the camp. Gradually, more details of the camp came into view. There were roughly a dozen small tents set up only a few meters away from a sheer wall of ice at the mountain's base. Set away from the tents was a roughly constructed shack. Revan noticed a pair of generators hooked up to it, no doubt to provide power and heat, and he guessed it doubled as a meeting room and a supply center for any stores that would suffer if left out in the cold. Several sleds were scattered among the tents, some laden with supplies, others empty. On the far side of the camp were four large tarp-covered mounds. Revan's heart sank. As part of the terms of the surrender, he'd ordered the Mandalorians to disassemble their infamous basilisk war droids, great metal beasts the Mandalorians often rode into combat. Judging by the size of the covered objects and by whatever hints of shape weren't obscured by the tarps, some of the defeated had chosen to ignore his decree.
"One more step and we paint the snow with your brains!"
a voice shouted out. Four sentries rose up into view from behind the drifts, two on either side of Revan and Candorus. Dressed in heavy cold weather clothes of mostly blues, golds, and browns, they were armed with blaster rifles, which they had carefully trained on the interlopers.
"Lay your weapons down and identify yourselves!"
The speaker, a male, was the sentry closest to Revan on his left. Out of the corner of his eye, the Jedi could see that Candorus was holding his ground, careful to avoid any sudden movement, but not making any effort to obey the order. Revan decided the smart thing to do would be to follow his lead.
"My name is Candorus of Clan Ordo,"
the big man shouted.
"And I don't lay down my weapons for anyone."
From the stunned silence, it was clear his name had gotten their attention.
"How do we know you are really Candorus?"
one of the other sentries demanded. This was also a man's voice, deeper than the first.
"Well, Edric," Candorus replied, "I could punch you in the face until I straightened out that crooked beak of yours, but we'd probably all freeze to death before I finished."
The sentry barked out a laugh, slung his gun over his shoulder, threw his arms wide, and ran to enclose Candorus in a fierce hug.
"Ha ha ha! It's good to see you again, brother!"
he shouted. Revan was relieved to see that the other sentries had also lowered their weapons. They came forward to form a tight circle around Candorus as they clasped his hands, slapped him on the back, and offered loud traditional greetings in Mandoa. After a few minutes, the one Candorus called Edric spoke up again.
"Let's get you and your friend out of the cold,"
he said in basic.
"Leave your sled. We'll have someone else come get it."
The other three sentries stayed at their post as Edric led Revan and Candorus through the camp toward the supply shack in the center. As they passed the tents, heads poked out to see what was happening. Shortly, a small crowd had grown in the newcomers' wake. Revan could hear a buzz of excitement building, but his Mandoa was too rusty, and he couldn't pick out what was being said.